To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Chiefs fall to the Houston Texans last night, 20-10. The Chiefs now 6-7. It is what it is.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Except. This is a Monday where we've given our takes, told you what we thought. I think we're pretty much unanimous on today, what we saw, what we were disappointed in. Drops, Butker, Andy. We're all in agreement there?
Yeah.
That's all one word.
BBL stinky.
No doubt. Jacob, go ahead. Your therapy session starts now.
So this is coming at a different take. That's been kind of bothering me just kind of through the season. And it's an idea of the culture of the team. So last night we have Travis Kelce gets his interception fumble. And you look back to the history of the team, you know, a guy makes a mistake like that, even towards the end of the game, someone is on top of that guy, hyping him up, trying to get, at least what it's on the scene, on the screen, is that they just let that boy sit there on the sideline. And then after the game is over, I caught the interview where I think it was Nate Taylor asked him, like, what do you tell a guy? And Mahomes like, oh, you don't have to tell him nothing. He knows what he needs to do. Like, what happened to the going up and down the sideline and keeping the guys hype and is no one else? I know Kelsey's one of the big guys, but is no one else picking that up, that banter, when Kelsey's gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's down by 10, 3, 40 something left in the game, drop pick. I mean, at that point, game's over. I mean, I get it. Like, I think that can be yes and it can be no, because before we're always talking about how, like, you know, Travis, you know, you don't want to explode, don't want to have those temper tantrums on the sideline, just own it and live up to it. And they're showing it now on television, just completely distraught. I mean, he knows what happened. He knows what the season is. If it is the end, he's got what? Two games left at home.
Yeah.
He's got this Sunday and Christmas.
And Christmas Day, and that's it. I mean, that's why I was telling people all year long. I said, you know, the Christmas Day game, if you got tickets to it, you need to be getting ready to go to that. It could be Travis's last game, you know, out there at Arrowhead Stadium. And it may not. Maybe he decides to come back, you know, for one more season. He doesn't want to go out on this note and whatnot. But, you know, you can't take any of that for granted. And time has a way of kind of healing everything. I think in the moment right now, Travis would probably say, I'm not going out on this kind of note. And then you get about a month removed, then it's February 1st, and he's like, you know, I kind of feel good. I'm good. I'm at peace with everything that I was able to accomplish, and then I can move on. But it's going to be up to Travis to figure out, you know, whether or not he's at peace or if he wants to come back one more year. If he wants to come back one more year, I'm fine having Travis Kelce come back one more year, because right now I just don't know who the guys are that Patrick Mahomes can truly rely on the offensive side of the football when it comes to actually catching the ball. Not that Travis has had a great year when it comes to, you know, catching the football, because he's had a couple of bad ones, but still, for the most part, he's close to 800 and some yards receiving this year, and, you know, he's still been the guy for Patrick Mahomes when nobody else has emerged. I would have loved to have seen Rashee Rice or Xavier Worthy emerge as that number one threat. Neither took advantage of that this year.
All right, Mario, we'll try it again. You there?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Y'all hear me? All right. So I'm a first-time caller, man. I want to say I love y'all, man. Just on another note, to Carrington, KU beat Mizzou yesterday. Drop a dub on them boys. But I'm calling about the Chiefs, man. It's about accountability, man. After Rashee Rice got that big hit, they should have never sent him through the middle again. Every big play that Pat made, it was going outside the numbers. We heard that in the game last week. They need plays outside the numbers. Like everybody say, why ain't these young, good players in the game? That big boy came in there and held that man to a career low.
Yep.
If Mo was next to Trent, who knows what that would have been looking like? That's the type of stuff that we need, man. I hate Matt Nagy. I put it on Matt Nagy.
Oh, you do? Why?
I love y'all.
Tell me why. What did he do?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I can't say. It's just a visual thing. It's just a visual play calling sense for me.
He doesn't call the plays.
Why do it take so long to do a design play where you shuffle left to pull the man there for you to pivot right and then throw it?
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Mario. Call more often, man.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bring
great
that
call.
Energy. Yeah, bring that energy. Great we love call. You as well. Russ, go ahead. Russ, you're on the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kind of to touch on what you're talking about with Trav, I mean, my big thing there is that, like you're saying, who's the next one up? I mean, you know, Wiley got hurt. He's out. Noah Gray, I thought he was going to be a good step up, but, you know, we've relied too much on Kelce that, you know, when he's gone, who's going to be our next tight end?
Great point.
Who's going to fill that? I mean, that, and we need to find, was there a writer's strike that, you know, did the script get botched again on us this year?
Yeah, this year they did. They screwed it up, man. They let AI take over. See, this is what happens when AI takes over. Look at what's going on with the Chiefs. They took over the script this year, and it's been a complete and utter disaster with a lot of fraudulent things. I think more about not the tight end. Like, I think we look at the tight end because we've had Tony Gonzalez and Travis Kelce and, of course, Tony Moiaki, and everybody wants to talk about, you know, the tight end position here in Kansas City. We've been very fortunate to have arguably two of the best of all time at that position. The reliability doesn't have to come from the tight end position. It can come from anybody on the field. Travis Kelce just happens to play tight end and just happens to be the most reliable guy for Patrick Mahomes. Rashee Rice can be that guy. Xavier Worthy could be that guy. Hollywood Brown could be that guy. But none of those guys are emerging. And maybe, and I'm thinking this on the spot as I'm watching the whatever that was from last night, the highlights, Maybe this team isn't able to grow with Travis Kelce on the roster, and it may be time to move on from Travis and let him retire so this team can take that next step forward and everybody else can kind of find their way and be, you know, the new reliable guys for Patrick Mahomes. Because as long as Travis is here, yep. right, is Patrick really going to try to trust anybody else as yes. long as he has number 87?
That is exactly right. That's the thing. Your question of, well, who are they going to trust next year? We don't know. We have to just get rid of Travis Kelce, and then you can find out. You can figure out who your other players are, but we will never know as long as we keep holding on. And again, these divorces, these breakups, sometimes they're good. Sometimes they are very beneficial for both sides. Travis Kelce can go live his life with his wonderful new fiance and soon-to-be wife and be a star, and we can go figure out what we're going to do for the next 8 to 10 years with Patrick Mahomes, and yeah. that's what matters. Travis Kelce, that's done. Patrick Mahomes is what matters, and we need to set him up for success. Andy Reid, Philadelphia, divorce. Guess what happened? Philadelphia, 2 Super Bowls, 3 appearances. Andy Reid, 3 Super Bowls, 5 appearances. It can work out.
It definitely can. But also, too, then the flip side of this is Patrick has to let it happen, too. He can't, you know, just continue to be in that mode with number 87. And so maybe taking 87 away from 15 is the best way for 15 to kind of take that next step. Because I think there's improvements that need to be made in his game as well. I comped him to a fastball pitcher last week who's now hit middle age. He needs to learn how to, you know, kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, and he needs to learn how to pitch a little bit more as well. And so he's going to have to do some soul searching. He has to allow himself to be able to have that connection with somebody different for all those years. Believe me, I know, and I'm not making this about me. I sat for 14 and a half years with the same gentleman, right? And he moved along, and people are like, oh my God, are you ever going to find chemistry again? Boy, did we, you know, like it can happen. It's okay to have that kind of that separation and take something that you're so used to and love. And then that part being over, new doesn't always mean bad. You know, people I think see new and different and they think, oh, bad. And they remember all the good, but they don't look at what could potentially be there down the line and see what could potentially be there down the line. And if Travis does retire, then it's going to be on Patrick Mahomes to build that trust with other guys, something that he has not had to do since he's walked in this door. He's never had to really build trust with anybody because he always had Travis Kelce, and he obviously had Tyreek Hill, who was a very trustworthy wide receiver when he was on the field. He was a very good wide receiver on the field. He has not had that since then, and I don't know if he's allowed himself to kind of form that new trust with others because Travis has always been here.
We'll go to Noah. Noah, go ahead. Your therapy session starts.
Hey guys. I'm just calling. I'm a little frustrated just overall with, I feel like the entire team in general has kind of failed both Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones. It's just like when the season's on the line, the game is on the line. Those two guys were incredible yesterday. Like Patrick Mahomes made every throw he needed to make at the end of the game for us to stay in it. And everyone else in the offense was failing him. Chris Jones was blowing up. He's had his mistakes this year, don't get me wrong, but he showed up yesterday when he needed to. And it's just so frustrating that we're wasting like a year of probably the end of Chris Jones' career. And then also a great year of a year of the prime of one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. And it's just super frustrating to watch like the rest of the team, the coaching staff, everybody fail them.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Andy Reid has failed Patrick Mahomes this year more than, you know, the players have failed Patrick Mahomes at times too. But look, it's a failed effort all the way around. I mean, we're sitting here trying to divvy up blame like it's a French silk pie, you know, like who gets this slice, who gets this piece? Everybody's culpable together in all of this.
No, I mean, yeah, that's why we say, do you tear it all down and bring it back? But coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Bert Kreischer. You ask why? I tell you, he's got a comedy special coming this Saturday. It is Permission to Party Tour. It will be at the Cable Dahmer Arena Saturday night, December 13th. We'll get joined by Bert Kreischer on this side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
we're back at it on a Monday morning. The sun is out. The holidays are approaching, and we are going to have some fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry a little bit, but more importantly, we're going to laugh and have ourselves a good time the rest of the way today, because there's no reason not to have yourself a good time. Yeah, the football team is in a spot that we haven't seen in a while, but man, don't let that take away your joy from this being the holiday season. Be upset. Be, you know, where the team is right now, but man, don't let that have that impact on your day.
Sports and what's rule. Going they don't on. Rule you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They, you know, but I know I'm still the same way as I was that little 8-year-old kid when the Giants would lose. I refused to read the paper. I didn't want to read the sports page that day. And I still kind of feel the same way. Chiefs lose. I don't want to watch anything NFL related at this point in time.
I saw a funny tweet about, speaking of the Giants, it was like Jackson Dart's out here DMing models and Kale Scataboo's eating chocolate milk out of his boot.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Like he's DMing Alexa Earl, who came out today and said no.
Okay.
That did not happen. People were making that up. But I mean, more power to Jackson Dart, right? You're the quarterback for the Giants, a good looking kid. Shoot your shot, man.
Yeah, what's the worst they're gonna do? Say no or not respond?
Yeah.
As long as you don't keep going at it.
Like, right.
If you do it once and they don't respond, then that's fine. I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
Responses, they didn't see it. It's they're not interested, you know.
Yeah. It says seen though, Bob, every time I go and check at it with a blue check mark. What did I do wrong? Damn it. Every time.
Every single time.
But no, it is a very interesting question. I'm wondering where people are going to be, and maybe we'll dive into this a little bit more tomorrow when it comes to this season. Like, do you want to see the starters be rested and just kind of go for whatever happens? And if you lose the rest of the games, you get a high draft pick.
What's it matter at this point, right? The last thing you want to do is suffer some serious injury in a meaningless game that affects you going into next season.
Something that's not meaningless is this Saturday, our next guest, Bert Kreischer, will be in Kansas City. That's right. The Permission to Party Tour will be at the Cable Dahmer Arena this Saturday, December 13th. Bert, how are you doing on this wonderful Monday?
I'm doing phenomenal.
God, you sound just like the deep, like everything. I was hoping, man. I was about to take my shirt off, and now I think I'm going to go home and watch National Lampoon's Van Wilder, because I know that's kind of like your background story. That is true, right? Like that's a true statement, correct?
Yeah. It's allegedly. I mean, I don't want to end up in court, but yeah.
Correct. Like, that's great, man. So Kansas City, what does this city show you every time you come here?
Oh, I've been coming there for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny because, the first time I came was the Final Four, I think in 91. No, 88. Is that right?
Oh, wow.
You've been Danny Manning.
Wow. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Nice you were at that Final Four.
I was at that Final Four. I was in ninth grade.
No, no way.
And I remember making the mistake of calling it, of thinking Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri were the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful
they
around
let
here.
You know, quick around here when you do that one.
Right. You're going to be in Independence. Yeah. That's in Missouri, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so make sure you've
got
that right when you're coming to the Independence Event Center and aptly named tour as well, because I don't know why I still find it so like incredible that like 30 years ago, you were ranked the number one partier in America. And for like 30 years, you got to carry that title around with you. I think that's like the coolest thing ever that you legitimately were ranked as the number one partier 30 years ago. That's awesome.
Do you know what's interesting is like I've had a lot, you know, obviously when you party as long as I've partied, a lot of horses fall off, right? And a lot of guys get into AA and you get a lot of atonements or like what do they call when they have to do their apologies?
The reparations, you know? Or something? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was sitting with a guy who got sober, and he was telling me, he was like, you know, I feel like I lost so many years drinking and partying. I have so many regrets. I wish I had never gotten into it. He's like, do you feel the same way? Like, do you feel like, and I was like, no, it's worked out perfectly. Like I don't think I'm in arenas. I'm doing movies and TV shows. I've got three really successful podcasts. My kids are in college and I can pay for it. And I've got six houses. I'm good.
Partying your ass off actually paid off for somebody, huh?
I remember he looked at me. He's like, you think just because you're successful, it doesn't mean you don't have a problem? And I go, Yeah, that's what I think it means. Yeah,
yeah, I'm with you on that. If you're carrying around your everyday life and making the world better for everybody else that's in it with you, you don't have a problem. You're doing good things. No, you know,
I'm not. Last night's a perfect example, right? I wanted to watch the Frankenstein movie, and I wanted a cocktail, but I had two cocktails and watched Frankenstein and passed out. This poor guy, you know, I don't want to tell you who he is,
right?
But I didn't get piped by some dude around the corner so I could buy drugs, you know, like it's like, you know, there's levels to this game, man. Like, what are we talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, and if that guy ever does have a problem, just look at me like, that's why they call me the machine, man. I can't go down, you know. But so when was comedy, like, in your mind, like, you saw somebody, was it like that did it, or like what threw you into it that you're like, you know what, I think I can do this?
I didn't know what it was. In all honesty, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know if I could do it. And when I got to New York, after I'd committed to do it, I got to New York. I'd only done it once. I went to New York and realized I'm not really good at it. And I was like, these guys were so smart, and everyone went to Princeton and Georgetown. Like, you know, there was a big run at Georgetown guys when I started. So it was all like rich. It was a rich kids game. You know, it's like, 'cause you don't make any money doing it. And I was just lost, and I couldn't write a joke. And then one night we went to a storytelling show, and I just told four stories: taking acid at Disneyland, getting into a fight with a black guy at night, getting fired from Barnes & Noble, and peeing on my girlfriend's dining room table the evening of Thanksgiving. I just told four stories, and they destroyed, and I didn't have to, it was effortless. It was like, yo, this is, I'm just telling a story the way I would tell you guys on the air a story.
Mm-hmm.
And that night I walked back to a comedy club and I bombed at the comedy club. And I go, I don't think I'm doing this the right way. And I got to be honest with you. I learned the crappy way to do it. And I did it the crappy way for a long time. And because that was what paid bills, and it's what people recognized. And I just told jokes, and it was like, set up joke into the next thing, set up joke into the next thing. But once I started telling stories, that's when I started to really understand what I was doing. But man, I sucked for so long. I was just an imitation of Dave Attell, Dane Cook. Anyone that was popular is what I was an imitation of.
Yeah, you can't be, you know, successful unless you're you, you know, and that's the way in everything in life. I mean, Andy Reid always says, be you, right? You try to be somebody else, you're never going to be successful.
Yeah, and there's some successful people that aren't themselves. And then there's some successful people that are. But, like, you look at Chappelle, he is a one of one, mm-hmm. you know, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He is a one of one. And I wasn't until I told a machine story that I really learned how to tell a story and what my voice was. And that one story changed everything. And then after that story came Secret Time. And then Secret Time was probably my best. Each special has, like, a... is like Secret Time was just a great special. The next special came out... This is, you want to talk about the luckiest kid in the world. The next special came out 3 days before stay at home orders.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wow.
So it was you and the Tiger Kid.
That was a pretty hot special.
Yeah, right. Everybody watched. Yeah. And you've gone on and done some really cool things like off of that. Like your show that you have, the Something's Burning. I look at that and I'm like, that's a guy who's made it in his career and is now like, I just want to cook with my friends and do podcasts and turn all this into TV shows. And that works too. Like you're hitting on everything.
Oh, dude, that show it's so funny. I don't know if you've ever had one of those moments where in business you have a hunch and then you're proved right. And then everyone looks at you like, wow, I guess we don't question you anymore. I wanted to do that show so bad for the longest time. Food Network, I pitched it to Food Network probably 20 years ago. And they're like, so you just want to cook with your friends?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, and I go, it'll be long form. So it'll be like an hour show and it'll be very little edits. It's just real conversations. And they're like, yeah, that's not going to work. Then I shot it. I shot it with Tosker and Bill Burr was my first episode. It went really well. And I've stuck with it. And now that show is getting funding from huge brands to do huge episodes for like six figures. And I go and I do ad sales on it sometimes, but it's the brand partnerships you do with a cooking show that are like wild. And my wife said to me the other day, she goes, you know, you had this dumb idea, Something's Burning, like 20 years ago. And she was like, and I can't believe you stuck with it. I just loved the name of it. Loved the name of it. I thought it was a good idea. And I do not consider that show work at all. I feel like We have a few cocktails. I make you a meal. It's not serious conversation. And we just make each other laugh. And I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite things to do in the world.
Well, that's why you're you, man. We appreciate that. And we look forward to Saturday night, December 13th at Cable Dahmer Arena, Burt Kreischer live. Good luck with all that. Don't say Kansas City, Kansas. I can promise you that. And keep doing it, man. Keep doing your thing. You're great at what you do.
Hey, guys, I sincerely appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it, my man.
And even there, I don't know if he's kidding.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
The thing with comedians is like, gets on the phone like, who the hell were those guys?
But I do love that. I do want to take a little bit from Bert there because I do love stand-up comedians. I do love stand-up comedy. Obviously, you hear me joke around all the time. That's what it is, man. Like, your stories and the connection you can create with your audience can be a massive advantage.
Yeah.
Obviously the shirt off thing and everything like that works for him too. That's every comedian kind of has their thing that they do. And, you know, I like that he says that some people that aren't themselves are successful. Like, I really don't think that Anthony Jeselnik is that dry and that evil. Maybe he is. I don't believe it. I also don't think Theo Von is really that person. I think he's created that sort of person. Burt Kreischer, that guy, that's him. Robin Williams, when he did stand-up, the impersonator. Like, I don't know what I would do if I was in a room with Robin Williams. I think in 5 minutes I'd be stressed out because it'd be 17 impersonations.
It'd be all over the place.
But that's who he is.
Right.
Yeah. Like, right? So.
Yeah. No, you have to be who you are, especially in stand-up and whatnot. And I'm glad to see, like, stand-up kind of making a comeback from the cancel culture society that we had, you know, for a while where you couldn't be funny and comedians would talk about it all the time. Jerry Seinfeld mentioned it numerous times. There's no real reason to be a comedian at this point in time because you can't be funny anymore. And so now we're starting to see the kind of the pendulum swing back. And I love stand-up comedy. I think these guys are brilliant. I love what they do. I study them. I watch them. I piggyback some of the stuff that they do and see how they're successful, how they command a room and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's awesome to watch a true good stand-up comedian do his thing, man, or her thing.
Yeah, no doubt. It is a Monday after a Chiefs loss. Biggest takeaway from last night?
Well, I think that the season's over.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's your biggest takeaway is that, you know, and it's not as devastating as I thought it was going to be honest with you, because I think we've kind of been building up to this, you know, like, you know, they still really had a great shot last night. They win a game last night. They have an unbelievable shot to go to the playoffs. So it was still a really good shot. But you still had to have some things happen, and it just never really looked right. You know, like, yeah. There are certain things over the course of a season that you can see coming. And if a team is heavily penalized, that's not stopping. If team turns the ball over a lot, that's not stopping. And those were a lot of things that they've had to deal with this year. You know, a lot of bad penalties and a lot of bad turnovers. And those two things never really dissipated. And they were kind of fighting that uphill battle all season long, you know?
I'm a lover of analogies. And we all three here went to college and graduated barely. Myself, not talking about you guys. You guys are scholars. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, 90s college, 2000s college, 2010 plus college. You know what this season reminds me of? And I know we've all been there. Maybe not. I know I was multiple times. My parents will tell you this as well. This year for me and the Chiefs was the course you take in college. And from the first day on syllabus day, you're kind of in the back of your head going, why am I taking this course, right? And you're going to yourself going, it's going to be tough. I've heard stories about the professor. They're very strict. Yep. They do things their way. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there and you take the first test, D. You do the first assignment, C. And then the professor comes out and says, hey, by the way, the drop date without getting, you know, crucified by the grade is next week. That was week 14. The Chiefs have dropped out. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be shamed for failing on the season because of their past accolades. But I think this year reminded me of that college course that you lingered in. And you knew from the second week you were taking that course, you weren't going to be in this class. But for some reason, you had a good time. Your group project worked. You got a decent grade here and there, and then a bad grade, then a good grade, then a bad grade. And you look at the season. You look at the red and the green on the wall. Loss, loss, win, win, loss, win, 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 loss, bye, loss, win, loss, loss.
They've lost four of their last five games.
Correct. And now they have to drop out.
Yeah.
And that drop out of that class is the playoff class. They have to take out what they're not going to get. And if you try to do more, which I think is where the next topic leads to, which is, are they going to try to keep going? Or are they going to say, look,
it's not in our hands right now. We're going to try to play this out. Maybe it's time to rest some starters. Maybe it's time to look at next year. Let's hope that, you know, Mahomes can stay healthy, because I'll tell you right now, that knee thing with the brace on it, if that knee goes out, not only is this year done, you got to assume next year's done.
Yeah.
So I think this year was like that college course that we weren't going to pass it. And I wrote on the board right after this loss, season's over. And I do believe it is. And,
no,
I,
it is,
and yeah. I've been saying that, you know, for the last couple weeks. And you watch those kids, right? You saw the Raiders in your class. You saw the Jets in your class. You're like, well, that guy didn't make it past 2 weeks, because they knew. And the Chiefs are like, you know what? I think if we can fix a few things, which is what we heard all season long, if we can fix a few things, then maybe we can kind of get this back to like a B, and we can sneak in and we can end up passing the final. We'll be all right. Didn't happen. You're not going to make the grades. You got to drop out of the
course. Well, and that's the thing, though. It's when you start talking about fixing a few things, eventually that becomes who you are, and they become unfixable things, right? And you just have to kind of live with, you know, what kind of team you are. And you know, you go back to that day where they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. And right then and there was the kind of, you know, that defining moment. And they didn't do much this offseason, obviously. The couple of signings that, you know, didn't really pan out. The Elijah Mitchell, I think his name was.
Highest paid running back on the team.
You know, the other guy who plays defensive back,
Christian Fulton. Highest paid defensive back on the team.
Yeah. You know, like those moves just did not pan out. And is that because Brett Veach signed the wrong guys, or Andy Reid wasn't giving those guys an opportunity? I mean, I think what we saw last night with Esapole playing is a bigger detriment for Andy Reid and his coaching staff than it is for anything that we've seen, you know, all year long. How many of these other Esapoles are around that we're not giving an opportunity to go out there and play? Elijah Mitchell, maybe he could have been the Esapole of running backs, where all of a sudden you get him involved and he does his thing and you're like, whoa, I didn't realize how good a guy we had, and gave him the opportunity. Or Christian Fulton, you never gave him the opportunity right now. And then yesterday, Esapole, who had no business, you know, being on a team for whatever reason, is out there and absolutely dominated and lit the world on fire. And you went, oh my God. Same thing with Noel Williams. We've been begging for Noel Williams for
all
weeks.
Season.
And then finally an injury shows up. But that's where Andy Reid is a strength and a weakness, is his loyalty. Loyal to a lot of veteran guys. Meanwhile, how many other Esapoles are on this roster that we're not getting the opportunity to see because Andy Reid is not giving them the opportunity because he wants to play the veteran guy out there? I think yesterday was a big kind of whoa moment for this coaching staff to realize they had two players that went out there and dominated yesterday that they haven't been given the time of day to, and have been allowing veterans who weren't playing all that great to get reps in front of those guys. That's the concerning part to me. Sure seems like the talent's been on this roster, but maybe Andy Reid and Andy Heck and whoever else at these positions and whatnot, Spagnuolo, maybe they're not giving the younger guys the opportunity to play because they wanted to ride and die with the veteran guys. And what we're realizing right now is some of these veteran guys just don't have it anymore, and it's time to let some of these younger kids play.
Why ain't these young, good players in the game?
That's right.
Oh, man.
Seriously, think about that.
What do you think the percentage is of people that think they can still do it? Because I bet it's higher than you would think.
That the Chiefs can still do it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be in their world, man. What kind of nitrous they got going on? I mean, like,
less than 10. I don't think it's a lot of people.
I don't think it is either. I think this is a very knowledgeable fan base. I think, look, as I said earlier, there's a couple people, you know, with their Patrick Mahomes prayer beads and whatnot and doing all that kind of stuff that still think there's a chance out there. And these are my guys. But the reality is they're not a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is they're just not good enough this year. And the reality is there were a lot of mistakes that went on this year, from play calling to personnel to however you want to phrase it. But I mean, I look at yesterday as more of a detriment to Andy Reid than I've ever thought before, because bad decision making, and then you see two young guys play so good at positions where you've needed help, and you're saying, man, who else are they not allowing to play?
Yep.
No doubt. Somebody said somebody wants to apologize to me.
I guess so. I think we got Ron Hughley.
Ron Hughley apologizing to the dust, man. Let's hear it. Music to my ears.
Yeah, I apologize, guys.
Okay.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
Yeah, I just walked that one off. Yep. I felt it was only fair that I called back in after I came in guns a-blazing on Friday. this is gonna be a rough day for me today.
Yep.
Already has started.
Yep.
I've got my show with Houston at 2:00, and they are waiting. are waiting for me. And listen, Eric Stonestreet, I think you should get on the horn and get right behind me and start apologizing to Dusty and the show. Bob, I sincerely apologize for getting you riled up. I got you back to a place that you knew you didn't need to be in.
Yeah.
And that's my fault.
Okay. It's fine.
Well, hey, good job for the funeral you did here. You were right on the money because that was a tough one to watch.
What do you think needs to happen in the offseason?
I think this was more about, like, I guess I've never wanted to use the excuse of they're tired because, I mean, I guess you could be tired, but hell, just catch the football.
Yeah.
Or throw the ball. Like, you know, I don't know, but this was something more of than just revamping things, right? Like, it was anything that could go wrong would go wrong, and then they would also help it go wrong repeatedly. And that just seemed more than just they need to revamp. Obviously, they need to get a pass rush and somebody else to help Chris Jones up front. And by the way, to the fan base, I know I listen to you guys. Of all of the top great players on this team that's been in this run, Chris Jones is the one that takes the most heat. And we'll forget good things that he's done in games if there's something that sticks out or they don't make pressure. He's the only one that brought it last night.
Mm-hmm.
That was I think the best game I've ever seen him play. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just took over the game for a quarter and a half like he was a basketball player.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I mean,
yep.
It was insane. So I think we gotta have the same energy with that. So Chris was amazing last night. But yeah, I mean there's some things that they gotta get done. Can I ask you guys an uncomfortable question?
Yeah. Sure.
How many losses do you think the Chiefs? Do you think the Chiefs have 7 losses if Josh was a quarterback? Okay. Josh Allen?
Okay.
Look, Ron, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I mean, let me tell you something. I'm glad you said it because it's okay to criticize 15, but for whatever reason, a lot of people don't think it's okay to criticize 15.
I think we got to have a real conversation about the crown. I am at a place because we're talking about everything on the season. I'm at a place where he's no longer just the head and shoulders best quarterback in the league. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And I'm sorry. There is no way in hell that if Josh Allen were the quarterback of this team, they'd have 7 losses. Mm. There's no way to me if a healthy Lamar Jackson was a quarterback that they would have 7 losses. I'm just – like, we watched that game last night, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody just keeps saying that pick was a punt. No. Wasn't a punt.
Or the pass to Hollywood Brown, man. If you lead him, that's a touchdown.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah.
Absolutely. We've seen it a bunch of times. It's a touchdown. He missed Hollywood on the sack. Also, I just, like, it's just, he is a great player and still one of the best players in football. But, like, we've got to start having a serious conversation right now about this. There is no, I've watched Josh. He's dealing with stuff. They would not have 7 losses if Josh Allen was a quarterback.
It's not wrong to criticize and to have questions about number 15. And it's just like everybody wants to, you know, say it's somebody else's fault. I thought the line would, but for the most part this season, Ron, I've not had a problem with the offensive line. You know, I know the guys have dropped the ball at times. They need to do better than that. But that pass to Hollywood Brown for 36 yards, you lead him, that's a touchdown. You know, there's been a lot of times on the deep ball that they have been underthrown this year.
Well, and he's just missed open guys, too, and he did it. Like that interception to Hollywood, that he underthrew that with no pressure. And there was Kareem Hunt sitting right there in front of him for the first down. I mean, the decisions he's made, like people were talking about the first pick, that was not open. That was tipped in the middle of the field because it should have been thrown there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he did some great things in the game and helped them get there, But all of those bad numbers weren't just all because of the drops and things around him. And it's been that way all season. And Andy just made – I thought I saw Kevin Stefanski make the worst coaching decision of the day until Andy wrote it. It was as if Andy just got blindfolded and dropped into the game and hadn't been there the entire time.
That's what I said earlier, Rod. He didn't have a feel for what was going on.
It was amazing. I could not believe he did that. I cannot believe he did that. I don't think he should be fired or anything like that, but I just cannot believe he did that. I still can't.
Well, Ron, I'll pray for you today in Houston at 2:00, man. You're going to need it.
Oh, man, I'm ready for it. I'm built for it. But, yeah, man, you guys are right. I'm ugly. You're beautiful.
Stop. No, I appreciate that. I agree with everything you just said, minus Josh Allen. Hey, Rod, have a good day, man. I love you, brother.
All right, man.
We'll get back, and we'll do the Brioche of the Weekend here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Brioche of the Weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
You know, it's the holiday season when they have the office scavenger hunts. Everybody's out there looking for the prize. Surprised Bob hadn't been out there yet. Brioche of the Weekend presented by Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2.
There's a reason I get here at the time I do. I've already looked for it.
Presented by Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. Vote for the high school football game of the week at PrepsKC.com. And each week, the Sheet Metal Workers will give $750 to each team's booster club. We'll announce the winners every Friday morning. Boys, I'll be honest with you. Might have been a bad game on Sunday. Might not have been great. But those Lee Summit Tigers, boys, woo! State champs.
There we go.
State champs. They play right in my backyard or front yard, I guess, if I'm looking out that way. They won state. They started off 0-4. They won 10 in a row.
That's crazy.
And this was their coach in a high school state championship post-game press conference.
So we start every meeting with a proverb. So, and what we kind of do is we talk about Fergoon. And Fergoon is we want to generally have happiness for someone else's success. And we just preach it. We just preach it. And we started coming together, I think, when our guys kind of bought into that. Because that's a hard concept to have. I mean, as a man, I don't do a very good job of that. I'm extremely selfish, and it's hard to buy into things. But these guys bought into that. But we were doing that when we were 0-4. And we just stayed true to who we are. Truth was truth, even though we were 0-4, just because we had success. The transaction is a victory. But we were doing the right thing. It's just we weren't getting the outcome.
So shout out to that. Love that press conference. Also, the player of the day in a state title game, Preston Hatfield, 33 carries, 457 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
God, if Andy was the coach, he'd have 2 carries for 3 yards.
Shout out, Preston Hatfield. No shade in my take. Lee Summit High School, first state title. Nice. Started off 0-4, won 10 in a row. Shout out to my Brioche of the Weekend, those Lee Summit Tigers.
That's a hell of a day. State. Heck yes, man. That's awesome.
33 for 457 and 4 tutties in a state
unreal.
Game.
Unreal.
Boys, take it away.
Yeah, man, I was sick a lot of the weekend, but I got to see my cousins for a couple of hours on Saturday, which is good. Don't get to see them too often, so it was good seeing some of the extended family. And yeah.
Got the saltines, got the Sprite, got the Gatorade, all that stuff.
Thank you to my sister and brother.
Nothing.
I mean that caused the food poisoning.
Don't say the establishment.
I won't say the establishment.
No, I'm saying what?
Shredded chicken tacos?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to eat those again.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, taquitos. Yeah, which sucks because I love those. But yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, that was pretty much it. Yeah, it was good. Other than that,
did you call the restaurant and tell them?
No, I did not.
You do that? Are you supposed to be honest?
No one else that I ate with got sick. Yeah, so I didn't want to be like the one guy. I don't know. But shout out to my sister and brother for helping me on Saturday, bringing over a care package and helping me out.
That's why you go to Cactus. You don't get sick there. this weekend for me, Brioche of the Weekend, a couple. Number one, my daughter turned 16 today, so I want to shout her out.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my dear. I hope you enjoy your day. It seems like it was off to a good start. Super mom, I had the friends over this morning for donuts and stuff, and we decorated the yard and dinner tonight and all that kind of kind of stuff. And she still hates us because we're parents, you know, that's the way that that goes. the other thing is that I want to shout out is,
You know, it's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first of all.
Yeah, there it is. There it is, Delaney from Coach Reed. But the one that I also want to shout out is my friend Roman Miller. Over the weekend, I got a phone call from Ralph, and Ralph goes, you got a second. I'm like, oh boy, what's going on here? Talk to Ralph, and he goes, I just want to thank you because Roman is now going to commit to the University of Nebraska Kearney, and that is outstanding. And Ryan Held is the coach up there. I've talked about Ryan. He's a Kansas City kid, Blue Valley North guy, played in the early 90s. I think was on the same team as Brian Schottenheimer, if I'm not mistaken, out there at Blue Valley North back in the day. All those guys played together, and I've known Ryan forever and a day, and I sent him the video of Roman. I said, go watch this kid play. He fell in love with Roman. Roman fell in love with him. It's a wow. match that's made in heaven, and so I'm really excited. Roman has earned this, too. I mean, you talk about a kid that has gone out there and started at Tonganoxie and told his dad, he goes, I need to go to Baser if I'm going to take the next step to high school and take the next step to college because it's a better program. And we all kind of looked at him and went, nah, you'll be fine. Just go play where you are. The kid was right. Roman was absolutely right to go to Baser and take that next step. And this kid committed him to himself, committed to his team, committed to everybody, and worked his ass off and became this football player and this kid that I'm so proud of. And now he's going to go to the University of Nebraska Kearney, play football up there and do his thing. And I can't wait to watch his games. They play in the MIAA.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So most of the road games are closer than the home games, which is really cool. And like, I'm looking forward to this. Like, Roman's my son, and he kind of is, because, you know, Ralph's one of my best friends. And so I'm so excited for Roman that he has the opportunity to continue his high school career at the collegiate level. There's nothing better than seeing your kids or your friends' kids have success in life, man.
Shout awesome. Out Roman Miller. Shout out to the Maury family, and shout out to the Lee Summit Tigers as our brioches of the week. And fear not, Chiefs went out. Chargers lose 2 of 3. Colts go 2-2, and the Chiefs slide in. Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year, like Ron Hughley apologizing to me. Stay kind, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew. Well, I'll be a topic on their show. You'll see. Stay tuned on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.